Welcome to the... I just had a stroke. It was a mini one, though. Let me try it again.
A stroke of the mouth?
Yeah.
Half of it just went...
You know what? Why is...
Why does he always...
I don't know.
...do the intro? How did it... Did we ever
have a conversation? We never had that conversation.
It just... We started doing the shy show.
We just let him. We never stopped him. So it's like precedence.
Well, he used to... It seemed like he used to try.
Yeah.
Like
but
he,
now,
it seemed like he used to bring a level of professionalism.
Now
to
he's
it.
Having mini strokes while he does it. So.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Shy Show. I'm Robert Scheid.
Alongside Gregory Hoyt and Brian Gerard.
See,
and then
gonna
he gives up.
He's going to salt
yeah,
the rest
salt
of the episode.
Now. That's why we let him do it, because
otherwise
every time...
Pouty face.
Mm-hmm, every time I did it...
Yeah.
Because I did a good job. Remember?
Yeah.
I introduced it once.
Remember
yeah.
that? I know you guys told me never to do it again, but it was a good job.
Yeah. I was just kidding. I thought you did a good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're
Thanks.
Welcome.
You both do good work, but it just doesn't make it a real show.
When well, I you always
so here we go.
Protest.
Here we go again.
It's like...
So, I mean, as of right now, this is hardly a real show.
Yeah, but
he's
we're
like
rolling.
It's not a real episode. It's like a practice.
He's like those Chinese little league teams that have 25-year-old guys on them.
Pitching. Right.
And they're mowing down
No, he says that's what we are.
I know.
We're not.
Kind of.
But he does these things under protest. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, he's
the
just
Americans
gonna do it anyway.
Are like,
just
oh, okay, we'll play the Chinese.
We'll play.
But it's under protest.
The Chinese gymnasts
yeah,
who are
exactly.
actually
We'll still go into competition,
40.
But ultimately it's null and void.
Well.
You know? It's almost like Marcus Camby in 1995.
All right, that's a very obscure University of Massachusetts basketball reference.
You're going to need to expound on that.
No, he doesn't. It's very boring. It's especially in the modern day, it's a very boring sports scandal that has to do with college athletes accepting gifts, which nowadays, in 1995, people really gave a fuck about it.
Uh-huh.
Now, no.
Well, apparently
so
Brian still holds that close to his heart.
Yeah, clearly. That's
Did you give him the gift?
I didn't have the ability to give him any gift, but he received preferential treatment. Therefore, all the wins, all the victories that were so earnestly fought under his leadership were null and void.
They were revoked.
They were all revoked.
And you think that his... Do you think his wins were directly related to his gift that he got?
No.
Exactly.
Absolutely not. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. When you break the rules, you break the rules.
Gotcha.
Ask the Chinese about that. Ask how they feel about it.
The pitchers?
Yes.
The gymnasts?
They're 25-year-old Little League pitchers. That's how they feel. Does it matter? I don't know.
I don't know.
They just want to win.
I don't know.
Everyone's going to have to face St. Peter at the gates of heaven. Or get thrown into the fiery pits of hell. I mean, that's just real.
Well, this is a real show.
Heyo! I feel good about it. Even if Brian's under protest, I'm here fully.
Yeah, well, the good thing about bureaucracy is that these things under protest, they take a long time. So this will go. It'll be a real episode until it's not. But what will make it not won't really happen for a long time.
Will there be an investigation?
Full investigation.
You're going to set up a committee?
Yeah, you got to go to
committee. No, commission, not a committee.
Commission.
You go to commission, and then you
go to commission.
You got to go to probate.
You don't go to commission.
You don't go to probate. This is
there is a probate officer.
Yeah, we're not trying to pass out inheritance here.
And then you, you have a judge.
Makes no sense.
Pass down upon the.
He doesn't pass down
judgment.
Upon the. He passes.
He doesn't say the.
That's not the.
No,
it's not a church.
No. Well, it's a lot of red tape, too. You got to kind of cut through all that tape that's red and blue. And
what are we talking about
There's
again?
A lot of red tape in podcasts, really? Like
kind of,
the internet doesn't have much red
that.
Tape at all.
No, it really doesn't.
A lot of bureaucracy,
west.
A lot of paperwork.
It's the Wild West.
It kind of is the Wild West.
Pencil pushing.
I mean, there are people who are trying to wrangle it down.
Sure.
Yeah.
How are they going to do that?
Oh, they've got people who are paid to scour the web and send out nasty cease and desist letters.
That's right. Are
we going to get one?
Maybe.
Fear.
For what?
Depending for, I don't know, language.
Oh.
You know what I...
Greg goes quiet. Language.
Oh. for using that whistle. That somebody else.
Ennio
Morricone owns that, or his estate does. So.
Who does?
Ennio Morricone.
Ennio Morricone.
He owns.
That's because it was his.
He composed it. It's a piece of music.
It is a piece of music. It's as if we were to start going. Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Who thousand of us went into the water on the night of February 4th, 1942. Only 18 of us came out. Nairo swam over to one of my buddies and thought he was asleep. He grabbed him on the back. He tumbled over. He'd been bitten half by one of those goddamn sharks. We're going to need a big boat.
Cut. Can we do that again?
Apparently not.
It's by Robert Shaw.
Robert Shaw. It's one of your best.
It is one of
your
best.
One of your best.
Yeah, you just have to mumble.
Yeah. No, you're not getting it.
I don't think
that. April 14, 1944.
Oh, you got the side mouth.
Yeah, side mouth. There's a lot of...
April 14, 1944.
Oh, it's hard to do that and smile at the same time.
February 14. Not even really do.
No.
Brian,
definitely not it.
Hold on. One more time. Let me try it again.
Other side. Other side of your mouth.
Pepper protein.
Not even really. All right. No. Do you notice that I just coughed?
Yeah.
It's not because I smoke. I quit smoking 2 years ago.
Congratulations.
Praise God.
Why'd you
cough? The reason I'm coughing
is because
I was
sick.
I was sick back east. I went back east for the holidays.
Yeah.
And it snowed like a MF.
Yeah.
It did. I was
not, that's not Monday, Friday. It did not snow like a Monday, Friday.
Because it snows a lot
like
on Mondays and Fridays.
MF-er. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It dropped the white powder as if
like
you
it's
were...
hot. Lord dropped it like it's hot. But it's cold.
So
it snowed a lot. I was in Denver and Colorado Springs, so Colorado. And yeah, it was actually, they were having the warmest winter.
Mm-hmm.
That they've had in years, and then all of a sudden it was just like, boom, we suddenly got just hit, and it dropped a ton of snow.
How much?
Actually, for us, it wasn't a lot. I guess in the Springs, it was probably only about a foot, but we had, the temperatures were around like 9 degrees, and out at a cabin that we have, the temperature was -25, and with the wind chill, -41.
It's warm, really warm.
I'm sorry, you said it was warm?
Where I was.
Well, where
was it?
It was a heat wave.
Did you bring suntan lotion?
Yeah.
What, for -41? No, I didn't. What?
I got 20 inches back in Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Shout out to Amesbury.
20 inches? Tell me what the temperature was.
Holla, man.
It was actually pretty warm. The wind chill was like -10 probably.
Okay. Which is still awful.
It was a blizzard.
Yeah.
It was like the seventh worst blizzard that they've had.
Yeah. I mean, this literally was like snowing from the ground up.
It was cool.
It was
the snow came
it was
up
like,
from the ground.
It was so windy. It was so windy.
Just
it was
kicking
like
it all up.
Swirling.
It wasn't like big flakes. It was like snow dust. It was
really,
it was a good one.
It was. And it dropped it hot. A lot of winds.
I'll admit in Colorado, we have, whenever we have storms, you get dumped on for one day, and then whew, it's gone. Next day, it was beautiful, crystal clear blue sky.
There is nothing like the next day after a storm where it's fresh powder and the sun just blasting off of the snow.
Well, how was it back east?
New England, it's not that way because you're in Colorado, so the storm's moving across.
Oh, it's
quickly.
Coming right at you.
Yeah, but it's moving.
Yes.
Yeah. What happens a lot in New England is that it comes across the country and then hits New England and hits the water. Installs because it's pulling water off of the ocean and like feeding off of the ocean. So whatever happens, a lot of the storms will stall, and that's what they call a nor'easter.
And that's when the snow starts coming up out of the ground.
The ground opens up.
Grass and ground, trees.
There are little holes like an air hockey table,
and then it just shoots it up. How do you walk in that? Do you like?
You got to stay inside. You got to stay inside. You can't. You cannot be outside during those kinds.
If you do go outside, you have to wear one of those newfangled flying suits. You know?
Yeah, with the wings, the mini
wings
things.
Underneath the armpits,
the squirrel
and in between
things.
The legs.
Yeah,
like they look like MC Hammer pants.
That's awesome. But they're connected. They're sewn together.
And then you just fly wherever you have to go.
Nice.
It's an easy way to get around, but it's it can only happen during those unique
conditions. During a nor'easter.
Yeah.
But so, luckily you can fly because otherwise you can't fly when those
things. But you can't see where you're going.
No. Well, and all the airports are shut down.
And I heard in California it was they got like a foot of rain.
Say what? Yeah,
no, they got a ton of rain.
Ton of water. So the whole country was under complete duress.
Yeah.
Probably the work of the devil.
So also Australia is fully flooded now too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's happening exactly?
Are we
preparing for the end of days?
Yes.
One could argue that, couldn't one, Robert?
Except it's very early for that.
Oh, really? It's only 2011, Shide.
It's
We have 360 days left.
January 2011.
Uh-huh. So it'll be January 2012.
And do we have an exact date?
But the 2012 thing, it's supposed to happen in December. It's like December 12th or
something.
Is it December 12th? Because that's 12-12-12.
I got to be honest with you. I am curious to know if there's an exact date to the end of days.
Please. There is supposed to be.
Let's find out right now on the internet, and then we'll broadcast it out into the world.
I would like all of our listeners to have a fair warning of when the end of days will come so that they can go out and pillage accordingly.
That's right. You don't want to pillage too early because then you'll get prosecuted and end up in prison.
No, you want to
pillage 2 weeks before the end of the world.
I would even say a month.
Yeah.
I think
you get a full month of pillaging. Yeah.
Okay. So I looked it up. Mm-hmm. Did a little research. I looked up end of days 2012.
Yes. The end of the world is?
The date is December 21st.
What?
2012.
12-21-12.
Exactly.
Bum, bum, bum.
My birthday is on 12-19-12.
So you'll turn 31.
33.
38. And?
By the way.
No, wait.
Also the 2012.
Age of the Lord's birthday.
No, I'll be 34 then. That's 2012, not this year.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Mm. Yeah, this is 2011, guys. That's why I'm saying it's way too early for end of days to be happening now.
I see. So 12-21-12 is the – so that really puts a kink in your checking out for 12 – whatever.
2012.
No, 2012 checking out, sitting it out.
Sitting it out, 2012, sitting it out.
Yeah, sitting out 2012, Gregory Hoyt from the sidelines.
I don't think – well, if you're going to be sitting in like 8 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think I would create an argument of – I like the idea of sitting out 2012, like, but the last quarter of it. Let's just take the last quarter off. Mm-hmm. Like, come September, I'll probably go to a nice tropical little vacation in August.
What, like Australia?
2012.
It'll be flooded.
I'll just stay there.
Look, this is the thing.
Nowhere is safe.
No, I'm going to go on a boat.
If it's starting now, then who's even going to care at December 12th or December 21st?
Yeah.
It'll be mayhem by then.
By the last quarter of 2012, my book is going to be irrelevant because everyone's going to be sitting it out.
Right,
you won't be able to find a publisher.
I won't be able to find a Barnes &
Noble. You got to hit the ground running. You got to get that book out by like this summer.
You probably do need.
You
got to
get a year advance.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm not much of a writer.
What happened to Greg just now?
I don't know. He feels a little dejected.
It's just not going to work.
Don't make it a book. Make it one of those rip calendars, like I said.
Maybe
you just need to come for
360.
Maybe you should just to make it a podcast.
Call it the Shide Show.
I like what's happening. Go on.
Wait, no, guys. We already have that.
I would get together with a couple of friends
who
had opposing views on a lot of different things. And just talk it out. Put it up on Blurberry. Put it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
iTunes.
We do that already.
Do you think if we say iTunes enough, they'll give us something for free?
We're already on iTunes.
Oprah Winfrey
for free.
Does that with.
How about Oprah and her own network?
Oh, I want my own network. Let me apologize to Oprah Winfrey.
I feel like that we have a really good chance. I think we have a really good chance to be on the
own
network.
Now.
Own.
God. Oh, it's own. It's not now.
Oprah Winfrey Network.
You can spell it now, though, can't you?
You can, but it's called own.
The network of Oprah Winfrey. Now.
No, that would be new. Network of Oprah Winfrey. That's two O's.
No, it's with emphasis. No.
No. Oh, no.
No. So it's own?
Own. Like
Oprah Winfrey.
She owns
you.
It. I own the world.
Yeah. I want to apologize to Oprah Winfrey.
Please do.
Just like I want to apologize to God.
And the city of Chicago.
And the city of Chicago. In 2010, I said a lot of things that I didn't mean.
Yes,
I would say 99% of the things I said on the Shide Show, I did not mean.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Except for the good stuff
that's
not going to put me in hell.
What is going to put you in hell?
It's a little
going
vague.
Against Oprah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You think she...
I don't think Oprah's a lesbian anymore.
Do you think Oprah's on the board? that decides whether or not
yes.
we go.
Oh, yeah.
On God's board?
God's board, yeah. For sure. She's CEO.
Is Gail?
Gail's on the board, and that's why I want to apologize. I want to repent. I said things against Gail and Oprah. I don't think they're lesbians.
Okay.
I love Chicago.
Wow. That's awesome.
What else did I say last year that was bad?
Oh, well.
You had some things about Halliburton.
You need.
Oh, yeah. I love Dick Cheney. I love Blackwater. Whatever they do in Iraq is okay by me. It has nothing to do with me.
Because are they on the board, too?
They're probably on the board. They're
Dick Cheney.
On some board.
They're running security for the board.
Yeah, they're running security. They're gunshipping it.
Yeah.
They got silver briefcases that are bulletproof. So all I know is I'm not messing with it anymore.
Gotcha.
I fully step back from everything I said.
Well, we'll sit back and wait and see if we get a response.
Hopefully, Oprah, if you're listening... just send.
Sending love.
I'm sending love to you.
Oh, that's
nothing
good.
But love for Oprah. I'm gonna make a prediction.
Okay.
Not a prediction. What's the word I'm looking for?
Oh,
I want to make.
Here we go.
It's gonna take a while.
Vocab.
I'm not good with vocab.
Prophecy.
Prophecy. Maybe.
You're gonna prophesize?
Yeah.
We will be featured on OWN. We will do business with Oprah sometime this year.
I cannot wait. That would be a dream come true.
Would it?
I could see that happening.
Yeah. Somehow, some way, something, we're going to do something with Oprah this year.
We're going to have to get rid of every previous episode.
No. You know what it is? Is
what?
We've gone so far down the devious, hell-ridden rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I'm leading us to the light now. I have apologized to Oprah Winfrey.
Uh-huh.
I've apologized for everything that I've ever done on this show and beyond.
Yeah.
So I'm actually an example of how to turn your life around. And Oprah Winfrey will feature this type
podcast.
Of behavior.
Oh, as a good thing.
As a good thing of like young men who have blown it
and
who are not blowing it anymore.
Wow.
That will be the title.
Title of the show.
Young men
who have blown it and who are not blowing it anymore. A special series only on Oprah Winfrey Network. Greg Hoyt, the shepherd shall lead us through.
Hey-o!
On behalf of Robert Shy, Gregory Hoy, I am Brian Gerard. We're the Shy Show.
Yay!
I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so cruel.